Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Today is National Personal Space Day, promotes kindness towards sensitivities, and supports healing and self-protection by recognizing people's personal space, including kids who may not want to hug a relative. It's a weird footnote there, but I get it.
Well, they're saying that because people think they're always entitled to be like, give me a hug, and little kids like, no.
I often talk about this, but hands down in business, one of my least favorite things is hugging people.
Hugging
people.
In a workplace?
In a workplace. And it's kind of like, depending on the workplace, it's kind of ingrained in the culture for what I do. So we'll have, you know, record labels, people will come in and they'll be like, oh, give me a hug. Ladies, men, I don't care. I don't want to hug anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you're a person that really values your personal
space. I do. Even more is like, I wish you would hug me more.
Okay.
That's a whole nother thing. But like, I'm not a hugger. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just don't want to do it. And then here, a label rep will come in and be like, oh, I haven't seen you so long. And they'll go in for the hug. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do this. But I do it because I don't want to come off like a jerk. But I wish.
Well, because you can't say no.
Yeah, but I wish society would let me be like, I'm good with a dap.
You totally could.
I'm not a germaphobe, but I want to run the Howie Mandel game where it's like fist bump.
Yeah.
Fist bump. Like stop everybody in the track and do fist bump. And it's not about germs. It's just like, I don't want to be chest to chest with random people.
They say, oh, give me a hug. You could say no, but I'll give you a high five.
But that makes it so.
Put her here.
It makes it so awkward. I haven't been able to figure out the transition. Anyways, so National Personal Space Day, we got WWE tickets. Those guys don't have much personal space. They're all up in each other's spandex. If you want these tickets, what do we want to do for them? What's the question?
How do you handle someone that's in your personal space?
A space invader, if you will.
In your bubble.
How do you handle somebody that's a space invader? 207-807-1104. What's your trick? Shoot us a text, give us a call. An unwanted person in your space. How are you handling that?
I just keep taking a step back until they get the hint. And there's been times where I'm in a store or something and another shopper is trying to talk to me and I'm not in the mood at that time. I'll entertain it for a few minutes, but once it goes longer than 2 minutes, I gotta shop. I gotta get out of there. So I'll just keep inching back until they get the hint and then they go their own way. And if they don't get the hint, I just go and I walk away.
It's funny that you say that because my mind popped right to the shopping scenario.
People always talk to me when I'm shopping and I don't know why. Probably because I'm alone.
Well, I was thinking more of in line at the cash register.
Oh, okay.
And people get close. I can't move up any closer. You know what I mean? Like I'm next up or there's a person in front of me. I can't go any closer. Why are you getting closer to me behind me? My move, it's kind of sassy, is to say, can I help you? And they go, oh, sorry. I was like, ah, it's fine.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, if you're on my back in line, I can't help it. Like if I can feel you breathing down my neck, I'll just turn around and be like, can I help you? Is there something you need? It's a little sassy, but I would say most of the time they're like, oh, people just zone out.
Yeah, well, I feel like people don't even realize sometimes that they're entering someone's personal space.
Because
wasn't it like a crazy percentage? I don't want to say half, but like less than half of the country doesn't have self-awareness.
I don't know what official study that is, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I read it somewhere and it definitely makes sense.
It does, for sure. You know what's even creepier is when it's in line for the ATM. I feel like everybody should get
scary.
Yeah, everybody should get 6 feet at the ATM at least. We should always keep the COVID distancing during ATM use. Jen and Sopo, how do you handle the space invaders?
Push them away.
Push.
Oh, you're getting violent. You're getting physical. Okay.
No. Please back up.
please back up. All right.
Yep.
Thinking of the DMX line was like protected by Viper. Stand back.
What's a Viper?
Viper used to be like a car alarm system way back in the 90s, Tara.
Oh.
And it was like a voice car alarm system that literally said, protected by Viper. Marissa in Portland, how do you deal with the space invaders?
I normally just start coughing a little bit and say, oh, sorry, I've been sick. People just back away.
That's a great move. That's legit. I like that one.
Yeah.
Are you trying to win some WWE tickets?
Yeah.
All right. Are you a WWE fan? You got a WWE fan in your life?
I have a fan in my life. Yes, for sure.
Who's that? Shout him out.
My boyfriend, Ben.
All right.
Shout out, Ben.
We picked your text, which means you, and I'm assuming you're going to take Ben, are going to WWE. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, you got our next our last pair of tickets. December 3rd. It's date night for you guys.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you.
Ticket giveaway made out of Maine by the Walmart Distribution Center in Lewiston. Visit their on-site job fairs on the 12th and 13th or text 207-333-1129 to get started. Here's what a few more people said was their go-to way to avoid the space invaders. When people invade my space, I start to move around and pick up my toddler so they can't touch me. Here's a practical one. If someone is too close to me in line at the grocery store, I will stand in front of my cart. Oh. That way I control how far they are away from my body.
That's smart.
And they also texted and said, I love that you guys are discussing personal space and not hugging. That's something I'm really big about teaching my daughter. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a friend. It could be your grandparents or even your own mom and dad. If you don't want your body touched, that's 100% your right. It doesn't matter if it's a peck on the forehead or a side hug. If you don't want to be touched, that is your choice.
True that.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State who dominated foreign policy under Nixon and Ford, died at 100 on Wednesday. Kissinger fled Nazi Germany with his family in his teens. He was active through his 90s. Just last year, he was traveling doing press for his book on leadership.
So last year at 99?
Yeah, he was out there pushing a book. You might remember him from those thick black glasses. I mean, he's done a lot in his life, if that's the one thing you remember him by. People who were hurt in the Lewiston shootings in October, as well as family members of the 18 people killed, will be able to attend the University of Maine system for free. This is great. UMS decided to develop the waiver after Mills asked the system to establish a scholarship fund for those directly impacted by the October tragedy. And then they said, we'll just waive tuition altogether. And they actually did create a fund as well. The fund set up to accept donations toward the non-tuition college costs of those affected by the mass shooting. Because obviously you get your tuition, but as you know, when you go to college, there's a lot of ancillary costs from getting stuff at the dorm, paying for your books,
your food.
Food, all of that.
I think this is an amazing, amazing gesture.
Speaking of college costs, check your email. The Biden administration has started emailing 813,000 borrowers to let them know their student loan debt is completely forgiven. This adjustment comes as many borrowers who repaid their loans on an income-driven plan didn't receive proper credit towards their loans. So you might want to check into that if you got some student loans. See if you're good. I know Tara's been waiting patiently to see if she's going to get any relief.
Well, the last time that they announced something like this, I read into it, and it was for people that have been paying back their loans for decades.
So you didn't qualify.
So I didn't qualify.
Maybe you do on this one. Check into the details. You know what? It's a tough word for me to say is borrowers. I feel like I sound drunk every
borrowers.
Time. Borrowers. Borrowers.
Because you're emphasizing the W in there. Borrowers.
Borrowers. Borrowers? That's why we got WMTW doing the heavy news stories these days. Kenny Bunkport's Christmas Prelude kicks off today. Tree lighting ceremony, which is a signature event, takes place tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. in Dock Square. I think HGTV voted Kenny Bunkport like the number two Christmas town in the U.S. So if you're looking for something festive to do this weekend, next weekend, throughout the week, hit up Kenny Bunkport for Christmas Prelude. In fact, we're going to be out there this weekend and next weekend. You can catch the Hot Radio Maine team DJing down the rabbit hole at Via Sofia for Christmas Prelude. So if you're out there and you're popping around, maybe you go to the Christmas tree lighting on Friday and you want to bounce around and get some drinks, stop by and see me at Via Sofia. I'm going to do Friday night there. Haley's going to do the next night, Saturday night, and then the following weekend, B-All's doing Friday and Saturday down the rabbit hole at Via Sofia. So spend some time with us and spend some time in Kenny Bunkport's Christmas Prelude. It's gonna be good. I start at 9 on Friday, and then I believe the Saturday nights for Christmas Prelude, Haley's doing this Saturday, B-All's doing next Saturday. Those start at 7 for the DJing. So catch us out there playing some tunes. Sneak in some Christmas classics as well. One last thing for you, five things. Kraft just announced the brand's first ever plant-based Kraft mac and cheese in the United States. Available in original and white cheddar flavors, Kraft's Not Mac and Cheese, that's what it's called, Not Mac and Cheese, will begin rolling out on shelves nationwide now through early 2024. Kraft's current plant-based offerings include Kraft Not Cheese Slices and Not Mayo. Will you be indulging in Not Mac and Cheese?
Unfortunately not. I feel like the cheese is just so hard to replicate. I've tried to do it before and I never really found one that was yummy, delicious the way actual cheese is.
I'm a lactose warrior. Even though the cheese doesn't do well for me, I'm still sticking with the OG cheese mac and cheese. But good option for those that are completely dairy-free. This is like a vegan option, right? Is that what this geared towards? Yeah. So Kraft mac and cheese, iconic. And now if that's your diet, you can enjoy it. That is five things you need to know, made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for injured Mainers since 1974. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Young Thug YSL RICO trial had more drama on Wednesday, day three of the trial. The judge stopped proceedings after screen grabs and videos of jurors were posted on social media. The leak could be cause for security concerns for the jurors. After a brief recess, the judge ordered the media only to record audio footage of testimony. So only audio footage moving forward.
Well, that's so crazy that this even happened.
Well, what's even crazier is when blogs and sites were reporting on the stoppage, they were reposting the screen grabs of the jurors. Like, that was the picture for the story.
So are they going to have to get all new people to be on the jury? Because what the heck?
I know. You can identify them from the picture. Not all of them, but you can see, like, the one that I saw was just like a side and you see like three, maybe four in the picture.
Was this intentional?
I don't know. I've seen back and forth where like a mistrial would be great. A mistrial won't be great. We'll keep you posted as this, not a dull moment though in the trial.
Seriously.
We're heading into day four today as Young Thug and members of YSL face racketeering charges. Talked about this yesterday when Mark Cuban had a big day and he said he was going to be done after 16 seasons of Shark Tank and he was selling his stake in the Dallas Mavericks. I said, maybe he's getting ready for a political run. Maybe he'll be throwing his hat in for the presidential race. Well, Mark Cuban has denied rumors that he's preparing to launch a presidential bid for 2024. Cuban said his long speculated White House run is, quote, galaxies off, and that his family would disown him if he tried to go for it in 2024.
Oh, okay.
Cuban did say back in 2017 that he was considering running as a Republican solely to challenge then President Trump. In 2019, Cuban revealed that his family voted down his serious desire to front a run in 2020. And then after that, Cuban threw his support behind Joe Biden. But maybe 2028?
Maybe.
We're going to get through 2024 first before we start thinking about that election. One election at a time.
You got a double gun like this.
That's
how you get the beat.
But you could go slower than the word.
But see, it's in double time, right?
What is that, you might ask? That is Ashanti and Nelly in the studio cooking something up together. They've been back together for a little bit as a couple, little early 2000s nostalgia there, and now they're hitting the studio with Jermaine Dupri. JD actually teased that new track on Instagram while he was in the studio with the artist, and it's supposed to also feature Juicy J, which you love Juicy J, but I think leave him off the track. I don't know.
Have their moment.
Yeah, let them have a duet. Like, why would you want to put Juicy J on that? Like, they're back together. Let's recapture some of the magic. Ashanti and Nelly's most successful music collab was 2008's Body on Me.
Shaking it off of me, giving it all to me, grabbing that body on me. Hey, how you doing, mama? I need to know your name.
A song that Tara has no recollection of whatsoever.
So sorry, I was 12.
I was 12 when all of your top 5 songs were coming out, and I knew all those.
Well, normally I was really good with the charts. I missed this one.
To be fair, you also missed the fact that they dated. When they started dating again, you're like, wait, what?
I know.
What do you mean back together? They dated in the past?
It was news to me.
We'll see what the new song sounds like. On Kiki Palmer's podcast, she opened up about some of her past relationships. Palmer said, when I entered outside of my household and I saw that everybody doesn't really respect their wives or even women in the way that my dad respects my mom, it's a pretty rude awakening. Palmer said that having loving parents who have stayed together may have put her at a disadvantage when dating with real world problems.
There is a issue in any way you see it.
Right.
Having parents that broke up, that were divorced, or that had a hard time getting along, or maybe you're not close to your dad, or maybe not close to your mom, sometimes actually can set you up to have realistic expectations in life.
I understand what you're saying.
It can actually make you say, well, you know what? Sometimes people who love you will disappoint you.
My significant other has the perfect role model parents that stay together, never fight, and she's never seen any issues like that. And then, you know, coming from what I've come from, a little bit different. And you have your different challenges. And I don't think it's a bad thing, but she has a higher standard that she like expects of things because of it.
Yeah, I always think that's so interesting when like people who just grew up completely differently are in a relationship just trying to navigate it. Like, I'm fortunate enough that Tucker came from an insane living situation, and as did I, and we're like, okay, we get each other.
Right.
But we know people that are like, grew up, like you said, like fairy tale perfection.
Yeah, we're very different.
And then someone who didn't, and they're trying to navigate, and it's like, oh, they fight about things that we don't.
Yeah, and not about like the respect. Obviously, I respect her. There's not a like a respect issue.
Do you respect her?
There's not a respect issue there, but just some things that you come accustomed to were handled in your life because you're both your parents were together. Like, you learn to do things on your own a little bit differently when you come from a one parent home, I think.
Oh, totally. I've even had that issue with my friends because like, I feel like I grew up so independent and I was going back and forth between houses and like, you have to like entertain yourself.
Right.
And I've, you know, been in situations where I'm living with my friends and they wanted me to go with them every errand they had to run. And I'd be like, why? Just go. And they're like, it's nice to do things together. You don't always have to be alone.
I remember
fending for yourself.
I remember dropping off a friend at a car appointment and leaving. And they got mad because I didn't wait to make sure that they were okay. And I'm not talking about a female friend. I'm talking about a guy friend. It was like, you just took off.
Maybe he needed help at the counter. I'm like, trying to bamboozle him.
I'm like, bro, he was like, what happens if the car wasn't ready? I'm like, I would have turned back around. Like, you could have called me. I would have turned back around. This is in the age of cell phones. But was like hurt, devastated. Like, not devastated might not be the word, but feelings were hurt that day. And
I'm glad that they expressed that.
No. It made me look at them differently. I was like, I just gave you a ride. You want me to stick around at the dealership while you get out of here?
It's so crazy how everyone perceives things so differently than the next person. So I think about that all the time. I think about perception every day.
But it is easy to point out disadvantages when you're like, oh, you come from a single parent home or this is what happened in your childhood. But when your childhood's perfect.
Yeah, but it's never perfect.
When it is, or when it's like a.
It's
like,
perfect to you and your perception.
Or yeah, the stereotype of perfect. The parents are together, you know. There's disadvantages to that. Like Kiki Palmer pointed out. You're not learning the hard way. I don't want to say like that. I don't want to like harp on it. It's a bad thing to have your parents together because it's obviously... That's obviously the goal, right?
Yeah, you're basically saying like, you don't learn as much.
Yeah, you don't, come on.
No, we're just jealous.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't even picture my mom and my dad though together.
Same.
It's a wild thought. And when I see old photographs, I'm like, what the? This is weird.
Outside of the occasional one-off tweet, Lil Nas X likes to take a break from social media between projects. It appears he is now gearing up for a full return. He's been going on a few tweet storms. It's called X now, which is fitting for Lil Nas X. What is it called? It's just easy to say tweet. Do you X?
Post.
Is it just a post on X?
Yeah.
It's not as fun in my mind. So some of his posts on X have said, sorry, I haven't released music in 2 years. I forgot my Spotify login. And then he said, I'll drop new music if this post gets more than one like. It obviously did. And he said, whoa, that was way more than one like. I'll see you guys next year. He's having fun with it. And then he dropped a post with a snippet of a new song and he captioned it, y'all mind if I enter my Christian era? You want to hear what the Christian era sounds like for Lil Nas X?
Sure.
Father scratch my head. The lonely road seems. The longest, help me with my plans. Everything seems to go to nowhere. Free me from worry and want and pity. Free me from all this envy in me. I don't want these feelings. I'm trying hard to face my pain, yeah. Give me hope when I feel. Give me hope when I feel less. Angels, I'm trying hard to keep my faith, yeah.
Lil Nas X, Christian
Did you get
era.
Paid for that? I feel like we just listened to the whole song.
I didn't realize how long
it was. It was not stopping.
What do you mean you got paid for that?
I'm joking. Like paid for promo.
Be careful. We do not get paid to play any music over here.
No, it wasn't. God, a joke.
You're
going to
get me lose a job over here.
No, it was not.
So I'm assuming you didn't like it, because if we were to play new Ice Spice, you'd be like, that's dope. But I play new Lil Nas X and you go, did I get paid for that?
No, you're totally incorrect. It was the length of the so-called snippet. That was the whole song.
That was the snippet that he put up there.
I did like it, though.
All right.
I like the sound of his voice.
A little acoustic Christian vibe, I guess. I don't know.
I think he's only saying that because he was saying he's like talking to God.
So he later tweeted, making Christian music doesn't mean I can't SD no more.
Oh.
He said, the two are not mutually exclusive. I'm allowed to get on my knees for multiple reasons. There's the Lil Nas X we know. There he is. On the week of the 41st anniversary of Michael Jackson's Thriller album, MJ's video for Beat It has passed 1 billion views on YouTube. MJ has three videos in the billion views club. Billie Jean, They Don't Care About Us, and now Beat It has reached that mark as well. That is your Dirty on 30, made hot and made by Sanford Sound, where good enough isn't good enough. Upgrade your car audio and make your ride a party on wheels. Reach them on Facebook or call 490-4900 Sanford Sound.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
As we gear up to possibly give away $200 with Secret Santa, we want to know what?
What's something embarrassing you did in front of your crush and it haunts you every time you try to fall asleep?
Middle school crush. We'll go young.
Really? Because I'm not in middle school for mine.
Oh, I was in middle school for mine.
That's totally fine. That's why I wanted to just do like
school crush. Days, though.
School days.
Like not last week.
Right. If it's a good story, I'll take it.
Yeah, but it is Throwback Thursday, so we want to reminisce a little bit.
Yeah.
TBT to last week. Oh my God. Wish I was still there on vacation.
Yeah, so in your younger days, something embarrassing you did that you've never forgotten.
207-807-1104. Mine is one of those that pops in my head at random moments and gives me the
shivers. Oh my God, it's the worst.
I'm like, why did I have to think about that? What's yours?
So I was way, way too old to be doing this, but I was still young. I was a teenager and my crush had posted something on their Snapchat story. I did that thing where the same day I posted like the same thing on my story, but pretended that I was posting it because I liked it, and he watched it and didn't say anything. And I think about that all the time. And I don't, it was like,
you remember what it was?
Yes. It was, it's like so stupid. If he's listening, so embarrassing. He posted the, you know, the Taylor Swift song that's like, our song is the same as Green Doors, that music video.
Sure.
He posted a video of that music video and just said like, Taylor Swift, because at this point we were the same age as Taylor Swift, so it wasn't weird, but like the original Taylor Swift or like something Taylor Swift or something with like heart eyes emoji, and I posted the same exact thing.
Oh, like the same like post? By the way, you're not the same age as Taylor Swift.
She's older than me. For him to say old school Taylor Swift heart eyes wouldn't be creepy.
Like the country Taylor Swift.
Wouldn't be creepy because we were
young. You were trying to make it less creepy because of the age.
Yeah, and so okay. I posted the same exact thing, like the music video, the same caption, everything. And he watched my story and he didn't say anything and we never spoke about it. And it haunts me. And I'm like, why did I do that? Nowadays, though, I see that it's like a thing to copy people's stories on Instagram and post it. And it's a joke. And I always see it on TikTok and it's so funny. And I'm like, yeah, now that is funny. But when you're doing it like to get the attention of your crush, it's so humiliating.
I used to copy a friend of mine's away messages for AIM.
It's like funny to a degree, but not when there's actual feelings involved.
It would be like Sean Paul lyrics and I would put it on there. And he'd be like at the gym and then it'd be like Tutti Paul or something. I don't even know why he was quoting Sean Paul lyrics.
No, in that context, it's funny. But this guy was probably like, why did she do that? Because again, it's a crush. Like you're not dating.
Right.
So he was probably so weirded out. He probably thought I was bullying him.
You gave him the ick. Before we knew what the ick was, you gave it to him.
So humiliating. What's something embarrassing you did in front of your crush when you were younger?
So Tara lives in the online generation, but I wasn't privy to social media when I was in my school days. So mine happened IRL in real life.
Oh, God.
Seventh grade, I went to 1 year of Catholic school. Didn't work out, so back to public school. But that seventh grade, junior high and the high school were all in part of one building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember going to the football game, which was always a big event. Everybody goes to the football games. And it was really cold. And I had the school mittens on. They were purple mittens, literally mittens, not without you know, they didn't have the finger. So you're envisioning it. I'm bundled up. I have mittens. I'm pouring Skittles into the mittens and I'm eating them, right? And one of the attractive upperclassmen who I had a crush on was next to me. And she said, can I have some Skittles? Never had spoken a word to me ever until this moment, but we happened to be standing near each other. And of course, like, she's pretty. She thinks she can have whatever she wants. So she asked me for Skittles. And of course, I gave it to her. But I don't know what happened in the transition of it, because one of the Skittles I gave to her looked a little chewed up, right? So I don't know if it fell out of my mouth into my mitten. It was very cold. Maybe my like lips were numb. She ate the Skittles, but then she turned and she handed me the one that was chewed up. And she's like, looks like you already tried to eat this one a little bit, and handed it back to me.
I'm sorry, but that is not as embarrassing as you think it is.
But it's something that lives in my head all the time.
I know, but it really shouldn't. That really was just a harmless thing that happened, and I bet you she hasn't thought about it once.
Well, she definitely hasn't thought about it.
It's haunted you ever. Your whole life.
My whole life, I think about that little chewed up Skittle that she handed back to me, and I was so embarrassed in the moment.
We need to do some like inner child work and release that energy from you, because that is really not as bad as you think it is.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way.
I think mine is horrific in comparison to that.
I think mine is worse. You don't, you weren't there. You didn't see the look on her face.
Whose is worse? The chewed up Skittle that may or may not have fallen out of his mouth, or me literally copying and pasting my crush's story?
She could have just threw it away, by the way. She could have just put it on the ground. She could have did anything with it.
She had to say something.
She had to say something and hand it back to me and made me feel little. I didn't like it.
Oh my God, someone texted in and said the Skittle's worse.
Thank
Seriously?
You. Thank you, because it's in real life. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Hello.
Hi, Skittle's definitely worse.
Oh my God.
Thank you. I don't know why she doesn't think that's bad. That I was red because it was cold, and I was red after because I was still blushing from that moment.
I would have been horrified.
What's something embarrassing you did in front of a school day crush?
So many things. I can't think of anything right now. There's just so many.
Right. You were like,
Skittles is definitely worse.
You were like, I just wanted to weigh in on the Skittles debate, and that was worse.
No, definitely.
Stacy from Alfred, tell us something embarrassing you did in front of a crush.
So when I was in middle school, it must have been winter time because they kept us all in the gym. We couldn't be outside, so it was too cold. So my stepsister the night before was like, oh, let's do some self-tanner on our face. So she put this stuff all over my face, and I walked into the gym, and he just instantly called me out, was like, oh, your face is so orange.
Oh, no.
And I left school early.
You couldn't take the embarrassment. You had to get out of there.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh my God. Did you pick a better self-tanner, or did you just stop using it altogether?
No, I never used it again. I went home and scrubbed off my face. Oh. And my mom was like, what are you doing home? And I'm like, getting this off my face.
Traumatized. All
right. Traumatized.
All right. That's a good story. Are you trying to win some money with Secret Santa?
I am.
All right. We're going to play right now. So hang up. Call us right back. Call number 10 is going to shot at $200.
All right. Perfect.
207-807-1104. Call number 10. You're this morning's contestant for Secret Santa. $200 you could win. 207-807-1104. Call number 10. We're looking for you. Corey from Topsom. You ever do anything embarrassing in front of an old crush?
I fell down some stairs.
Oh, no. Where were you?
I was at school.
Oh, that's the worst. When people would fall up or down the stairs, it was seen by everyone, I feel.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't too many stairs, so I didn't actually get hurt. Just emotionally.
Emotional damage.
I can't imagine how red your face was.
Yeah, like a cherry.
Also, depending on the grade, I think it doesn't even matter the grade, but when you fall in school down the stairs, the immediate reaction of everybody around is to go, oh!
No, they cause a scene.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Corey, you trying to play Secret Santa?
Yeah.
All right, you want to give this a shot? You're a caller number 10.
Yeah, let's do this.
You know how it works?
I do.
Perfect. So for everyone playing along in their car this morning that's rooting against you because they want the prize pot to be bigger this afternoon, I'm going to give Corey one clue. You're going to have 5 seconds to guess the Secret Santa's identity. If you guess correctly, $200 is going to be yours. If you guess incorrectly, the money rolls over. It's going to be worth $300 this afternoon with B-All. You got to answer within the 5 seconds. So if you answer past the 5 seconds, then the money still rolls over. So you got it?
Yeah, got it.
All right. Ready for your clue?
Yeah.
The Secret Santa's most recent album is Intergalactic.
Oh, man.
Didn't come up with that.
That's a hard one.
It's a tough one. I don't know if I know it. I'm not that huge of a fan of this artist. I like him, but somebody spacey moon man, think something like that.
Oh yeah, no idea.
The answer we were looking for, Kid Cudi.
Oh.
Good news here for you, Corey, is you can play again this afternoon and $300 now in the prize pot. So you can win even more money with B-All, all right?
Yeah, sounds good, man.
Secret Santa's made hot and made by Town and Country Federal Credit Union, the best free debit card and rewards checking account. Earn more money with no fees, no minimum balance, and 24/7 access. Go to tcscu.com, federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility applies. Linda from Biddeford. All right, we just got our contestant for Secret Santa, but we read your story, and we wanted to talk to you.
Oh, God. My text?
Tell us, what's something embarrassing you did in front of your crush?
I was kissing him, and I basically vomited in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was intense. I freaking thought I was going to die in that exact moment.
What did your crush do?
Well, we were kind of laying in bed, so he was, like, on top of me, you know?
Oh, jeez.
And I had to turn my head over, and it was just so bad. I, like, tried to catch it in my hand, and it was just, you know, it was a moment.
What the?
I know. It's crazy. And the funny thing is I was, like, just talking to him about it, like, a couple months ago, because we recently reconnected.
What did you say? Were you like, remember that time I threw up in your mouth?
Yeah, but you remember that one time, you know?
He said,
he remembered.
Of course he remembered. He's like, I never forgot, actually.
He's like, oh my God, I just wanted to make sure you were okay. And I was like, oh, I'm happy you cared about that.
So when you hit him back up, was he like, so you want to get coffee or something?
I'm married now, so maybe not.
Oh,
probably right. Not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Probably not.
You're saying there's a chance. Okay. It wasn't because you were sick, though. Was it just like a nervous thing?
No, so if I got too nervous, I would vomit. So like if I seen somebody fighting and I got like just too stressed out, I would get sick. If I seen a boy I liked and I knew we were going to hang out, I would get sick.
That used to happen to me too. And my friends would get annoyed because one time my friend threw a party, her dad was out of town, and I was so nervous we were going to get caught that I projectile vomited in the living room. And they were like,
but it was like,
seriously?
To an uncontrollable point, and it was so frustrating.
Wow.
Does it still happen?
No, luckily I still get like wicked nervous to where my whole body gets hot and my whole face gets red, but like I don't get sick anymore. I just have to pee a lot.
It comes out in a different form.
Yeah. I see with eight, you know? I'm like, oh, no, I have to pee. Like, I got a nervous pee.
That is funny. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. That was definitely the wildest one we got this morning. So we were like, we got to.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I should call. And then I'm like, no, I'll text in. If they see it, they see it.
No, we saw it. We appreciate it. Thank you for texting in. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We got another good one on the text, right?
Yeah. This says, my crush in fifth grade was so into football, so I learned everything about the game, and I watched the Super Bowl that year and made a giant diorama of the losing team's headstones in a graveyard and brought it to school the next day. LOL. It's not really embarrassing because I don't remember his reaction, but it's cringe to think about. It's cute. I think it's cute, but yeah, all that time, all that effort, and he probably didn't even glance at it.
That's like you. You take interest in things that they're interested in, and you mimic it.
Oh, God. And also, I have determined that the people who voted for you saying that your Skittle situation was more embarrassing are probably not my age. I bet if someone my age was listening, they would be like, oof.
This is a generational thing? I don't know. Mine was still IRL. You could see, I could see her face. You couldn't see his face when you saw that. And you have that protecting you. Like that face is the face that pops up when I'm in the shower and I randomly think of that moment. I go, ugh, it's tough.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Tara's been bugging me to do this for weeks now, but it's Throwback Thursday. I think it's fitting for Throwback Thursday. Looking at the Billboard Hot 100 on the day you were born. I feel like you could have always done this, but why did you just
get obsessed with this? Okay, so I saw a video, obviously on TikTok, of a woman that has been showing the number one song in the country the day that certain politicians were born.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deeply concerning because the politicians are so old that the music that was the hottest in the country the day they were born is literally like a string quartet and there's like no
Beethoven.
Words.
It's not funny.
I mean,
while
classic music is beautiful, it's just scary to think about how old they were. But so then I got nosy and I was like, I wonder what was the number one song when I was born. And then I was like, oh, we could do a topic out of this or something. And so I looked up yours too. And I was laughing.
Well,
because yours is so different than mine.
Mine is very different, but I will say, based on the age difference between us, the songs that are on your list are like your top five are songs that I actually like was a kid and
enjoying in the moment.
They were bops for my youth. So
I've never even heard of my number one song before.
Yeah, your number one song is great, but I want to start with, can I start with my number song? All right. Well, here's my number two song.
Why not number one?
Well, I feel like you got to build up to the number one song.
Should we do, how many do you have for us?
I got all of yours because yours are great. I don't even know some of these songs on mine, to be honest.
Can we do like 3, 2, 1? Do you have three of yours?
No, I didn't even do. I did all of yours and two of mine. Here's
okay, then that's why we'll start with number two. We'll go number two and then we'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, five was Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride.
Break My Stride.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Classic. I guess that's why they call it something you cut off.
The blues. I didn't cut it off. Billboard did.
Elton John. Talking in Your Sleep, The Romantics. I know that one, but not as fun to play as this was my number two song. So bad.
That was the number two most listened to song.
The number two most listened to song when I was born, on the day that I was born. Let's see. This is my number one song, the day I was born. Yes. This makes me feel old.
Okay, but I actually love that song so much. Like, that new wave rock is one of my favorite genres of all time. And I love that kind of music. So I think that's a good number one. I think it's a good one. I know that. I know your number one. I don't know mine.
I know all of yours because I was, let me see, where's your date on this? 96. So yeah. I was like 12 when all of these came out. This one I was like serenading people with, which was awkward. You want to talk about cringe in middle school? Key Sweat, Twisted was your number five. I'm not gonna be my love. Oh, you know you
are my love, baby. That sounds so 90s.
Man, I love Key Sweat. Like, your list is great. That was your number five on the day that you were born. Here is the number four song on the day that you were born, which jumped, I think, like a week or two later to number one.
Yeah, I'm so jealous because the following week it was number one, and this is what I wanted as my number one.
Yeah, this would have been great if it was.
Hell yeah.
I remember doing this when it came out on like a middle school trip to the beach. And when I say beach, I mean it was like a pond in Worcester that we went to that had a little bit of sand. Classic there. What was your number three? Your number three was little Tracy Chapman. You know this one, right?
Obviously.
This is what I'm jealous of. The fact that you have this guy on your list makes me very jealous. My favorite of all time. Number two.
I actually really like this song too. If I had to pick my favorite, it'd be this one.
Your favorite on the list or your favorite Tupac song?
Favorite Tupac song.
So good. How do you feel coming up as a boom in a cash game? I had to let Pac rap for a little bit before I stopped it. All right.
Wow, I feel cool. Were my parents cool? 96? What was life like?
We got to go back 9 months to see what they were listening to when you were conceived.
Well, they got back together at the Grateful Dead concert, so probably none of these songs. Maybe Tracy Chapman.
Maybe. Maybe. Here it was your number one song on the day that you were born on the Billboard Hot 100, Tara. Tony Braxton. You're making me hot.
I like the vibe, but I gotta be honest, I've never heard this song
before. That's so crazy to me.
And it was the number one song in the country.
Like, I would much rather this be my number one song than the Macarena. And you're like, man, if my mom could have just held out a couple weeks, I could have had the Macarena as my song. All of those still better than Beethoven or string quartets.
I just think the difference in our lists are hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
21 years from now.
I love seeing how music changes. Like what's popular depending on the year. It's so cool.
21 years from now, this is going to be on somebody's list.
No, but actually.
Like, remember this old school bop from Gunna? You mean? Remember when we called songs bops?
Oh my God.
It's Hot Radio, man. Thanks for taking a trip down memory lane with us. Before we get into the final quick mix of the morning, I want to take it way, way back, all right?
All right.
We played our birthday, literally the day we were born, what the top five songs were for Tara and myself. I played two, but Tara had a great playlist, so I played all five of hers. But the reason why we started talking about that was because people on TikTok were posting some of the number one songs when politicians were
born. And we've got some old politicians.
So let's go with the oldest politician that we have is
Senator Chuck Grassley.
Okay.
He's 90 years old. He was born on September 17th, 1933.
And here is his number one song. Just for a refresher, Owner of a Lonely Heart was mine. Tony Braxton, You're Making Me High was Tara's. And here is his.
Don't know why.
Not the crackle.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Like, that's frightening.
Since my man and I.
People like this are in charge of making decisions for future generations.
Pretty crazy.
All the time.
Stormy weather. Ethel Waters, 1933. Number one song right there.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie, though.
How music has changed.
I'm not going to lie. Biden, I think it was like 11 years later that he was born. Technology advanced a little bit, and he's got kind of a bop for his number one song.
Really?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Dreaming of a
I mean, something we all know.
Is this the OG White Christmas?
Bing Crosby, like White Christmas. November 20th is his birthday. 1942, this was the number one song.
Yeah, that is the very first White Christmas. Wow, how crazy is that?
He was born on the very first White Christmas.